Today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
You got to learn how to trust the fact that when you hit send in prayer, it touches God's heart. It's in his inbox and he accesses it immediately.
Bishop Clark says, faith is a gift not just to move things in the spirit realm, but faith opens doors, brings opportunities, and forms healthy relationships.
And if you ask him anything according to his will, he hears you. And if you know that he hears you, you know that you have the petition that you've required or that you asked of. Stop sitting around and just groping and start having faith in God. If you talk to God about it, listen, we're living in a season now that as we sow, we're receiving the harvest. While you're getting it out of your mouth, God is already working it out.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of the International Ministries of Truth Revealed, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida. Today, Bishop Clark is teaching from the series he calls Step Into the Supernatural. In this series, Bishop Clark guides us into understanding how to navigate through the supernatural. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, verses 9 through 11, as Bishop Clark begins the message, Growing a Dynamic Faith.
The scripture is clear. Eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard. The eyes are the windows of the soul. As I said last week, we've heard the expression that the eyes are the mirror of the soul, or the windows of the soul. It describes a deeper connection that one feels when looking deep into the eye of another person. But even more than that, it is not just a deep connection. The eyes help us to detect and to know our surroundings. It keeps us connected with our environment. So it is in the spirit realm. The more we see spiritually, the more connected we are. Yet we can't see it with natural eyes. We must see it with our spiritual eyes. For where there is no vision, the people perish. Where there is no unfolding revelation, the people perish. Where there is no oracle speaking the word of truth, the people perish. Where there is no cloud that guides by night or by the day, and a fire, a pillar of fire by night, the people perish. Where there is no one saying, who do men say that I am? The people perish. When there is no worship that stimulates the spirit, the people perish. When there is no movement in the spirit, only monuments, the people perish. When there is no forgiveness, no redemption, the people perish. When there is no expectation that tomorrow will be better, the people cast off restraint. But where there is vision is usually not private. It may be personal, but it is not private. The vision must speak. It must speak volumes. And it's not just for the person who had the vision. The vision is for those that God gave the vision for. It's for the people. And so it is even more important than the people, because they perish without it. And so when you have vision, you'll live. Without vision, you'll suffocate and you'll die spiritually. And so it's important to see from the spiritual realm or into the spiritual realm. And I believe faith is a dynamic and a power that God wants to infuse in the hearts of every person so we can be better people in the kingdom of God. So let's talk about growing a dynamic faith. That word dynamic is beautiful. I like it. Growing a dynamic faith, or growing a vibrant, a lively faith, growing an active faith, a faith that is active, that activates, a faith that is forceful, a dynamic faith, a faith that is energetic, very energetic and lively, a faith that is multidimensional, a faith that is multi-dimensional. dimensional. God wants to give you a faith that is multi-dimensional. It's just not to get you over the hump, but it helps you to walk and to move, glory to God, with more buoyancy and fluency in the spirit realm. And so I believe that if you have faith, you can soar above circumstance. Without faith, you're going to be grounded. And I'm tired of being grounded. I live in this on the space coast. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off. We're supposed to be launching into new dimensions. Let me say it again. We're supposed to be launching into new dimensions. Glory to God. Get on your pad, strap in, and get ready to 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off. Glory to God. And so growing in a dynamic faith means to grow it by allowing the faith to become vibrant and lively and forceful and active and even energetic. Remember, multi-dimensional. It is not just to get the groceries paid, but we live by faith. We walk by faith, but we live. The justified shall live by faith. Write it down. Faith is a good gift. It's a good gift. Faith is the gift that God gave you. It's a good gift. You need to open it up, the package, open it up, unravel it, and begin to use it. You'll be surprised how many believers have more faith in email than they do in God. If they send an email, they'll even ask you, did you get my email? But if they pray, they don't know if it went to God or not. You got to learn how to trust the fact that when you hit send in prayer, it touches God's heart. It's in his inbox and he accesses it immediately. And if you ask him anything according to his will, he hears you. And if you know that he hears you, you know that you have the petition that you've required or that you asked of. Stop sitting around and just groping and start having faith in God. If you talk to God about it, listen, we're living in a season now that as we sow, we're receiving the harvest. While you're getting it out of your mouth, God is already working it out. This is the season we're in. God is not going to let you have microwaves and let you have instant coffee and all this other stuff, and you got to wait a long time before he answers your prayer. He's got us in the season, first the natural, then the spirit. If you ask him, you're going to see him do it quickly. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. And so faith is a good gift. It's not just to move things in the spirit. God wants you to know he wants things to be seen and manifested in the natural. We're going to move things in the spirit, but things that are moving in the spirit are to produce things in the natural world. I.e., he's going to open doors. Say, God is going to open doors for me. Yeah, he's going to open doors for me. There's some doors that have been closed so long I can't even see the scene. But God is about to open up some doors, because faith is not just designed to operate in the invisible. God wants some doors in the natural to start swinging open for you. And if you activate your faith, I'm going to say it again. If you activate your faith, a faith that is vibrant and lively, and a faith that is multidimensional, a faith that foretells, a faith that can foresee, a faith that is forceful, a faith that is energetic, you're going to start seeing doors open up in your life. That's enough to shout right there. I'll shout on that one. Because I know some doors about to open for me. Things that have been locked up and closed about to open up. And I thank him for it. Your faith can make you well. If you can only believe, all things are possible to them which believe. That's why the enemy doesn't want you to believe. He wants you to doubt and second guess yourself. But we're living in a time that as you sow, hallelujah, the harvest is already coming. Thank you, Lord. Not only is he going to open doors, but opportunities are about to arise. I'm prophesying to somebody. Doors are about to swing open, and opportunities, new business opportunities, new fellowships, new relationships are about to rise. God is getting rid of that which is stale, and he's bringing in the fresh, the vibrant, and the forceful. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Opportunities are about to arise. Expect new opportunities. Expect God to come through a new door, not the same old, not the same old way that you're used to. Expect for him to shift his way and to move in a different dimension, a different direction for you. Expect the wind to blow in multiple directions. Expect God to send spices your way. Expect God to say and do what he promised he would do. Surely there's an end to my problems and an end to my issues, but my expectation will not be denied. And one of the things trials come to do is to hinder your expectation in God. The devil don't want you to believe that God can do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or think according to the power of faith that's at work in you. But if you can harness it, if you can touch the faith that's on the inside of you, God is going to let some opportunities arise. That's why we need to let praise arise from the inside. Hallelujah. Let praise arise from the inside so opportunities can arise on the outside. Woo, Jesus. Relationships. Not only are doors going to open and opportunities arise, but expect relationships to form. New relationships to form. Some of us have the same friends that we've had all of our lives, but what's dynamic about faith is God will start putting people in your life that you've never seen before. You didn't know them in the past 3 years, the past 5 years. God brings them in your life, and there's a connectedness that happens, glory to God, in the spirit realm and in the natural realm that seem like you've always known them. You've always been friends with them. There's no gray area that you have to walk through. They don't have to spend 15 years before you trust them again. God can give you a relationship that helps you to breathe, hallelujah, that makes you look better, make you smooth like that, to move like that, to flow like that, to do it like that, to preach like that, and I'll preach myself happy anyway. God wants to do something new, fresh, vibrant, and dynamic in your life, and you got to get excited about your faith. It's not a time to pull back. Come on, say it with me. It's time to push forward. It's time to press. It's not a time to be sitting back. I don't know. Don't want to step on nobody's toes. It's time to now start stomping on toes and get to the head of the line. Because if you know anything about the Chinese, if you give them a little room, they're going to step right in and cut in front of you. And so don't cry when they step in front of you. You got to tighten up the gap. You got to step up in it now. It's time to make a move so you can get what God has had for you to get. Glory to God. It's not time to be pulling back. I don't know. I don't know where I'm at. I don't know what happens. I need a witness. I need a witness. What? I mean, what's his name? Kurt Franklin did it years ago. Can I get a witness? I'm not trying to get one now. I got it on the inside. My witness is all. I don't need a witness right now. I got the witness on the inside. That's 20 years ago. Can I get a witness? I have one. Glory to God. Glory to God. This faith is going to help you, listen, discern the times. Come on, sons and daughters of Issachar. Discern the times and know what to do. What time is it? And I'm not talking about chronological time. I'm talking about kairos, glory to God. I'm talking about God's divine timing. Discern the times. If you would raise your antennas, you'll see that the wind is blowing. The wind of change is blowing. You need to get there. Can you get anything in the atmosphere? Hallelujah. God has given some of you in this room and around the world air traffic controller anointings. Glory to God. You can control the atmosphere in your home, in the church, in the community. You can pray and God will start shifting atmospheres for you. Hallelujah. And there's some things in the atmosphere that needs to be downloaded into your moment now. And if you do what God is telling you to do, let your faith arise from the inside. You're going to see things shift for you. Glory to God. Discern the times. This is a new season. Anytime I preach on faith, miracles happen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Miracles happen. Listen, this is going to hurt. God is about to release, listen to me, the weird and the miraculous. The weird and the wonderful. I said it. He's about to release the weird and the wonderful. When I say the word weird, I'm saying God is about to release things that are unusual to you. It's unusual. It's not the norm. It's going to be, whoa, that feels weird. That looks weird. It's going to take you out of your systems, out of your flamboyancy, and put you in a place of, I don't know how to do this. Do I have to study more? Do I have to examine this more? I can't just do church three fast and two slow. I can't just do what I've always done and get over. He's releasing the weird, glory to God, because he's trying to get the wonderful to you. And you won't even know what wonderful feels like unless you can manage the weird. It's cumbersome sometimes. You need some help. You need some advice. You need to read the instruction because it feels weird to you. But don't worry about it when it feels weird. Activate your faith and flow with God and let God be God and let every man be a liar. But I'll preach myself happy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Growing a dynamic faith is important. There are three things I want you to see. First of all, we have to lay the foundation. When you grow your faith, you got to lay a foundation. Write it down. Faith gives us access into the supernatural. Faith gives us access into the supernatural. Faith gives us access into the supernatural. I say again, faith gives us access into the supernatural, which simply means extraordinary things are in the supernatural. Normal things are in the natural. Faith gives you access into the extraordinary. If your life is dull, you need more faith. If you know what you're going to do tomorrow and you already know how it's going to work, you need more faith, because faith gives you access into the supernatural or the extraordinary. No mundane in the extraordinary. Our God is a God of light. Amen. And if you were moving at the speed of light, you will understand there is no boredom in the speed of light. And once you start accessing faith, things in the spirit picks up speed and velocity. Glory. You could be in the natural walking like I do, real slow. Walking like I do, real slow. But in my spirit, I'm soaring. I'm moving with God. That's why I talked about multidimensional. Some of you believe just because you're moving slow in the natural or things are moving slow, that's how it is in the spirit. There is a train over your head. There's planes flying over your head. There are things going on faster than you can ever imagine. And faith helps you to tap into the supernatural or the extraordinary. Number two, faith is not presumption or optimism. Faith is not presumption. I just believe, and just optimism, or I believe something good is going to happen. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but faith is now. Glory to God. Faith helps you to tap into something futuristic and bring it into your moment. Glory to God. And number three, optimism. Optimism is the hopefulness and the confidence about the future or successful outcome of something. I'll say it again. Optimism, which is good, get it in your faith. It is the hopefulness and the confidence about the future or something successful that's on its way. A successful outcome that's on its way. I say it again. Optimism is the hopefulness and the confidence. The hopefulness and the confidence. I hope and I'm confident. I hope, I expect, but I'm also confident that it's going to come. Optimism requires hopefulness. To not be sad and pious or pessimistic about life, but to wake up saying, I believe this is my day. I believe this is my moment. I'm discerning the times to see what God is doing in my life. I feel something is on its way. I'm not going to sit here and die. Come on, four lepers. I'm not going to sit here and look at my condition. I just believe if we sit here, we're going to die. But let's get up and see if we're going to do something. God may have worked something out in the night season. And if I get up and get over this hill, I may find something that I never thought before. When they got over there, hallelujah, they found out that God drove out the enemy and left all of the plunder, all of the booty, all of the plunder, all of the booty, all of the resources right there in the tents. And guess what? They were able to collect it all. Can somebody say amen? Amen. And if you want the plunder, I'll leave the other word out. You got to learn how to put your faith in God so you can get something from the Lord. God has something for you to grab, and you need to go after it. Can the church say amen? Amen. I'll preach myself happy tonight. Optimism and the hopefulness and the confidence about the future or successful outcome of something. So I believe it's going to be successful. I'm not pessimistic about my future. I know it's the ninth month, but I believe God has something good on his way. Ooh, Jesus. I like the word Hebrews chapter 11. It's on the screen. King James Version, New King James Version. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. I had not seen, ear had not heard, but faith is the substance. You got to see, you're stepping into the supernatural, you got to see it from a different dimension here. You can't see it with your natural eye because faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Before you grab it, it's already evidence. That's why I love the late Fred Price. I love the late Fred Evidence. That's what you would hear when his program would come. Evidence, ever increasing faith. Glory to God. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And then in 1 Corinthians 14, I got to teach this one, verse 13 through 19. Again, in the New King James Version of the Bible, therefore let him who speaks in a tongue pray that he may interpret. Now, here we see two dynamics in the church, those that Rabba Shatarobo say, and then thus saith the Lord thy God. Paul is saying here in this particular verse, verse 13, let him who speak in tongues also interpret the tongues. So we have a lot of tongue talkers. That's powerful because that's in the spirit realm. But when you are able to communicate it to where people can hear you and understand you, that's in the natural realm. And we need both in the house of God. So when I say step in the supernatural, we're not talking about releasing all protocols in the natural and just becoming spiritual. We got to learn how to keep our feet grounded and our faith elevated. What did I say? Keep your feet what? Grounded and your faith what? Elevate. There's some people, they're looking for God to do miraculous things, but you're not grounded. You want God to take you to the mountaintop, but I can't see you. You want God to do miracles, signs, and wonders, but you're just as flimsy as you've ever been. You got to learn how to put your feet on the ground, stay grounded while you're elevating your faith. Therefore, let him who speaks in an unknown tongue or in tongue pray that he may interpret. So God says, if you want to speak in tongues, also pray that he will give you the wisdom of what he's saying in the spirit realm. We're not cutting down tongues. There are times when we need to release the tongues. But read the scripture. Don't go back and forth with me. It's right there. For all of you faith-filled people that got a lot of power, know what God is saying. He says, speak in the tongue, but also pray for interpretation. Look at verse 14. For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays. I'm in the supernatural. And God wants you to go there in the supernatural. When your tongue comes forth, you're praying, glory to God, in the supernatural. Look at the word. I want to say it again. Verse 14. For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays. But my understanding is unfruitful. So my spirit is praying and that's activated. It's wonderful. But my understanding has nothing in the bank. There is not even a deposit in the understanding when I speak by my spirit to God. And so God, listen, in all that, he's not going to contradict his word. In all thy getting. That's what the book of Proverbs says. In all of your getting, in all of your getting as it relates to stepping into the supernatural, we must have an understanding. You can't function in the earth without an understanding. And faith is not trying to lead us blindly all of the time. Like, in other words, you following God as you grope. God wants you to understand what his will is, that you may comprehend what is the depth, width, length, and height, dimensional. Glory to God. And to understand the God that you seek, passing knowledge, understanding the peace of God that passeth all knowledge. So God wants us to have an understanding, but he says when you speak in tongues alone and you don't ask for an interpretation, there is no understanding and it is unfruitful. Look at verse 15. For what is the conclusion then? I will pray with my spirit. Hallelujah. Go to the supernatural realm in your faith and pray with your spirit. But look at this, and I will also pray with the understanding. And here we see this is the balanced Christian. Every time you talk to God, it's not just about supernatural stuff. It is not that you got to be blown, like you're way out there in Pluto, in the spirit realm. God wants you to also come back in and get an understanding about practical things.
October is Pastors Appreciation Month all across the country, and if the teaching of Bishop Merton L. Clark has been a blessing to you, we invite you to join us, Trim Nation, in thanking and appreciating Bishop Clark for all of his hard work and preparation to bring us a quality, accurate, and anointed word every week. You can send him an encouraging email by going to our website, truthrevealed.org, or by sending him a monetary gift by going to the Truth Revealed website, and when you give, indicate it's for the pastor's appreciation. Whether you send him an email or bless him monetarily, any and all acts of kindness will certainly be appreciated. We thank you in advance for joining us during Pastor's Appreciation Month in blessing the founder and bishop of the International Ministries of Truth Revealed and our modern day prophet, Bishop Merton L. Clark. Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's teaching, we would love to hear from you. You can write to us at The Word of Truth Revealed, P.O. Box 60128, Palm Bay, Florida 32906, or you can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. To obtain your copy of today's message from the Step into the Supernatural series, Growing a Dynamic Faith, when you write or email us, use reference number 2109-0107. That's reference number 2109-0107. Or log on to our website and download the MP3. Help us unveil truth to the nations by becoming a partner with the International Ministries of Truth Revealed. We would like to thank you in advance for your consideration and for generously supporting this ministry. Connect with us, Trim Nation, by downloading the Truth Revealed Church app today. For Android users, go to the Play Store, and for Apple users, go to the App Store. Follow Trim Nation on social media by logging into Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or visit us on the web at truthrevealed.org. And now, a final thought from Bishop Clark.
There is power in our knowledge that God is worthy above all else. Above all else, He is worthy of our worship and our praise. His Spirit urges us onward to press in close to Him. It doesn't matter how good or not so good we feel like we can sing. It doesn't matter if we like upbeat worship, more reflective songs, or traditional hymns. It doesn't matter if we are alone with a few or in a big crowd. It doesn't even matter whether we feel like it or not. What really matters is this. It matters to God that our hearts are in tune with Him, our Creator and our King. Hot sync with God in worship and in praise, in message and in song.
Try.